Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The DA wants Ramaphosa to act on the Digital Vibes report. The Democratic Alliance is calling on the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, to make public the Special Investigation Unit a report of the Digital Vibes corruption scandal. Joining us this morning is the Shadow Minister of Health, Sivue Khwaruba. A very good morning to you. How are you? Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Dan.
This Digital Vibe thing, horribly embarrassing for the President. It was obviously somebody very close to him in the form of the Minister of Health. It looks as though, from the reports that I'm starting to read, is that at least 150 million rand disappeared through this, or they or was overpaid to Digital Vibes. What have they released in terms of information, and what are we still missing?
Good morning, and I hope I can look. I mean, we have been hearing and we've been seeing bits and pieces of information of the SIU report, which indicates that there are a number of people who are implicated in the saga where 150 million rand of public money was essentially awarded and given to a company that had little experience in communications but had close ties with the Minister of Health at the time. Our view is that the President, yes, has commissioned this report, and the SIU completed its investigations at the end of June, and they were requested to expedite its investigation so that this report could be completed. And they handed over this report to the President over 3 weeks ago. And the President has not made it public. And we are saying, one, it's important that we make this report public. It is in the public interest that it be known. And secondly, there needs to come a time now where you need to explain to South Africans what steps are you going to take to hold those who have been implicated accountable, and how are you going to be, and who will you be appointing as a permanent health minister should you be dismissing Dr. Mkhize?
And what has there been a response from the President?
Look, I mean, we've now submitted the prior application in terms of the Promotion of Access to Information Act, and that gives any state institution that you are requiring information from 30 days to respond. Look, I mean, and we are hoping that the President will not wait for 30 days. I mean, this is something that should be of urgency with him as well. But of course, you know, if nothing is done, we're not going to tolerate this report gathering dust. We will pursue it, and the Act makes provision for escalating the matter to a court of law should a state institution not release the information that is in the public interest.
Yeah, it's. Do you get the sense that there's a reluctance to deal with to face this head on because of a lack of desire to deal with corruption, or is it really about the fact that the President is fighting so many battles on so many fronts?
Look, I think the President is generally somebody who is reluctant to pull the trigger and make difficult decisions. But also I think that he is in a very difficult position in his party, because I think that if he is going to make a decision about installing a new minister or appointing a new minister, he's got to make a lot more other important decisions around the composition of his cabinet. There are a number of people there who have become dead weight, who have become ineffective, who have become an albatross around his neck. And so he shouldn't just even be shuffling his cabinet. He should be effectively cleaning it out. So I think, sure, there are a number of things at play here, but at the end of the day, you know, South Africans should not be patient with the executive when it comes to demanding accountability of this nature. It is his job to make sure that whoever is appointed in that position is competent, and we're in the middle of a crisis. Why should South Africans contend with an acting minister that's juggling two portfolios at the same time? And why should South Africans also contend with the fact that we've got a president who doesn't act on people when they've been implicated in the in, 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 in the misappropriation of public funds.
Has there been any reaction from Mkhize himself around this?
No, look, I mean, what we know is that the minister has been placed on special leave. We don't know what that means. We don't know if he still has his cabinet purse. We don't know, you know, when that will end. And so, again, you know, this is not how you deal with somebody who's been implicated in a scandal of this nature. You don't send them to go rest at home and, you know, hope that this will go away. So, you know, the president here is running out of time and his credibility is wearing thin when it comes to be somebody who acts on corruption.
Yeah, it's a very, very concerning situation and one where South Africans, I think, find themselves incredibly fatigued. We move on so quickly from one scandal and one corrupt story to another, so much so that it's almost impossible for us to remember, especially with the timeframes that are extended and used that you've mentioned before, that we you know, 30 days and another 30 days, but then we've moved on to something else. Maybe that's the intention, I guess.
Of course, and you can't blame South Africans. I mean, there's so much going on at any given time. And that's why, again, you know, this is something that is placed on the president. I mean, he should want to do better.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. Siviwe Khwarube, who is the DA Shadow Minister of Health, talking to us about digital vibes.